This is international financial law. This is international finance law. This is a contracts class. This is a transaction class. This is a deal class. We're looking at the largest financial markets in the world and how governments and the largest companies in the world borrow and lend money. We're specifically going to examine the international syndicated euro loan market, the parallel euro bond market, and the shorter duration euro note markets, as well as up to 1 year euro commercial paper market, as well as other specialized markets. And we're going to understand how all of this works. We're going to understand the size of the markets, the historical development of the markets, and hopefully to some extent, we'll also try and build in and work out the future of the markets as well. We're also going to refer in further detail to the structure and operation of other more specific advanced markets, such as the international project finance and infrastructure finance market, international securitization, structured finance, which is a form of secondary or re-securitization, whereby we transfer assets from the banking market, the credit markets, into the capital markets. We're also going to look at financial futures, including financial derivatives, including futures, options and swaps, as well as credit derivatives and other new forms of advanced form of risk management and investment. And also, to the extent that we have time, build in alternative investment markets, including specifically hedge funds, private equity, and sovereign wealth funds as well. This is an exciting area. This is an important area. The key point is that these markets are so large that no single government or authority can manage the risks involved. We therefore deal with this through private contractual documentation prepared on standard terms by the key market operators and their trade associations. Basically, the biggest banks in the world, they come together, they form a trade association, they then appoint the largest law firms in the world, and they prepare standard market documentation. These markets aren't regulated on an official external basis because there is no agency or government big enough in the world to manage the markets, because the markets are basically bigger than everything else in the world. So how do we manage, how do we control, how do we regulate these markets? They regulate themselves, called self-regulation, on a market documentation-based model. So if we want to understand the markets, we understand the deals, we understand the documents. Then we can control and regulate the markets from the inside. We will then be looking at all of the core market documentation used across all of these markets. By the time you are finished, you will be able to manage and prepare all of the documentation necessary to support any of these large financial contracts in any of these large advanced financial markets. This is a professional course. This is a market course. This is a very exciting, current, topical, and core course. This is international finance law.